Sign me my ass! It's all about my ass! And how you eat it, it's all about my butt. And if you can beat it, my ass on the throne, how can you unseat it? It's all about my ring, and if you can clean it. I am the mark, you don't wanna play me. The super mark, no way you can change me. Searing loud, 6 minutes deep, with my ass popped out in a front row seat.
Oh, man. Everybody. Holy shit.
Someone you idolize takes you under their wing from day one because they see something special
in
you.
And after that, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show.
Wow. Holy shit. Holy shit, everybody.
You take one week off. You take 1 week off and the entire landscape of professional wrestling.
Yeah, we took a week off. You have a problem with it, eat my ass. Here's the deal. It's summertime. We need some weeks off sometimes. It's hard to know when those weeks are going to be. We're both packed with our schedules but we're back and we got so much to say. I mean, the ammo is, this is a six chamber gun and we're going to have 12 bullets here because Jesus Christ, there couldn't be more to, discuss right now. And, man. Well, this is the Comedians of Wrestling podcast. I normally start this a lot more high energy, but I'm a little bit befuddled today. The ground is shaky. I normally drink a Lime LaCroix. Today I'm drinking a Pamplemousse. I mean, because things are upside down here. You know, we are in the Stranger Things upside down land, okay? And it's shitty, just like the 80s. Anyway, Tiptoe with Tulo's here. Nick Tulo's here. By the way, support the podcast, patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Get access to our bonus episodes. Maybe our bonus episodes this week, maybe do a post-SummerSlam one for this week.
Yeah.
We don't have to record it right after. We'll figure out exactly the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we got
it. SummerSlam's on Saturday.
Is it this Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got it. There's a lot we can talk about. A lot on bonus episodes nowadays.
Hell yeah. Not to mention, we're also going to loosen up the bonus episodes, talk about whatever the fuck we want, you know?
I think in general, we could do a lot more of that because there's a whole lot of stuff I want to talk about, like The Bear. Great show.
I put on The Bear the other day, but speaking of The Bear, Vince McMahon, I mean, let's just get right into it, Tulo. I mean,
the grisliest.
I know we're a little late to this party, but that's why we have a lot to process. We had time to really drink it in, man. But Vince McMahon has abruptly retired from the WWE at the ripe old age of 77 years old. At the age of 77, he figured now this was the time to retire. We all know that he retired because of this scandal that's been ongoing. Hush money payments that started out as $3 million and now are up to $14.5 million of undisclosed expenses. And apparently it was enough to oust him from the company. Look, you know, there's truly infinite things you could say about Vince McMahon. Let's leave it there.
I have three words.
Eat my ass?
No. Thank you, Vince. Thank you, Vince.
And is it,
thank you, Vince. Everybody join me and say, thank you, Vince.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about what Stephanie did. I almost forgot about that. God, that was fucking crazy.
They just, you know what, here. They kind of just, like, gracefully had him step away, okay?
All right,
literally almost fell out of the ring. But, like, they gracefully did it. And you know what? I don't care how graceful they had to be with it. It happened.
Well, okay. I mean, in terms of grace, I don't know what you mean exactly, but like, you mean
like had him go out there quietly, two times, say his goodbyes without saying goodbyes.
Yeah, he was saying goodbye. He knew he was fucked. He was saying goodbye. That's why he showed up on the show. He wanted to appear on Raw and SmackDown one more time, you know, and get out there. But I guess what I'm saying is this, you know, whatever. I struggle with just writing people off entirely. You know, I have such a hard time with it, and you know, like I you know, like this is crazy, but like, you know, when I see that, like, Joey Ryan, who's like the worst of the worst from what I've heard, you know, when I see the article that he can't work at Disneyland, you know, weirdly makes me sad, even though I'm sure he doesn't belong in that job, because whatever, you know, I'm sure he deserves a crazy punishment, the most punishment, you know.
Wait, did you say Joey Janela?
No, I said Joey Ryan.
Oh, okay,
you just weren't listening.
Said Janela.
What I'm saying is that I struggle with like a full cancellation of someone, because it's like you want to feel that there's that redemption exists, you know, even if somebody's like not worthy. It's just, you know, it's it's because, I mean, I don't know. That's just the kind of person I am, right? You know, I'm a, you know. So my thing is that, like, that'll make me sad even for that person, no matter how terrible they are, because it's like, fuck, man, you just are done. It's sad. It's almost like a death. It's like they're dying, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, don't worry. I have no shape or form defending Joey Ryan. I never, well, he was never one of my guys. I was blah, blah, blah. But it's like with Vince, it's even more complicated, because Vince has been such a influential character in my existence and upbringing. Like, there's really no way around that. Like, he is weirdly like a, I don't want to say a father figure, that'd be odd, but he's like he's one of my main influences in life artistically, right? And in also just my personality, right? Like a lot of his work. So, hey, you know, I don't know what that says about me, but I would say the same about you. You know, I mean, we all came up in that attitude era, which is like a time where you're so impressionable, you know, and like DX and all that stuff, and the whole Stone Cold Vince feud had such an effect on me, you know, as a kid, and my taste in everything, like movies and all media going forward. It is, and I connected with it so hard, and I stuck with it. Like, that's the thing. A lot of people were like, they liked the attitude. I'd be like, I'm still watching wrestling. I still follow wrestling, you know? So it all comes down to what it's always come down to with Vince McMahon. And it's the concept of separating the man from the art, right? And separating man from art, I've said this on here before, is something that, like, you'll go, that's a debate. It's not a debate. We separate man, woman from art literally constantly, you know? You can't say to me that the movie, like, you can't be like, any, oh, you can't be like you can't say, I don't like the song Pretty Young Thing, right? No, it's like you love Michael Jackson's music. Then you find out something about him. It makes you not like the man, but that doesn't change the fact that, like, that song is a song that you were a fan of, that you'll listen to. And if it'll come on in a vacuum, you would still rock out to it, right? You know? So you do separate man from the art. So that's not, to me, it's like not even a debatable thing. I guess what you're saying is that, is it okay for someone to have a career while being a predator and abusive and this and that? And that's totally different, you know? That's a totally different thing. But with Vince, is that, like, what we are going to have to do as WWE fans, as people who are going to keep watching this product, we have to acknowledge that Vince McMahon's probably the most important figure in professional wrestling ever. And that just, at least currently, you know, and that just fucking is what it is. He did some incredible work. He is an incredible talent. He is an incredible television producer, maybe the best ever, you know. He is an incredible capitalist, you know. I mean, he has incredible work ethic, you know. And then, like many people's multifaceted, three-dimensional person had, I don't want to say demons, because demons is like more like, I think of demons as more like Jeff Hardy's drinking problem, right? Like, he had some severe flaws and some severe blind spots. And at the same time, was not, if I had to think about Vince McMahon, what I hate about Vince McMahon over the years is how he's treated other human beings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was eventually led to his downfall. And if you think about the story of Vince McMahon, if it was ever told in a movie form, it's almost like a Scarface ending, right? It's not, it's a rise and fall story. It's not, you know, that's what he has to kind of live with, is like that he had to like do a fake retirement. He couldn't even go out with the, he couldn't even really retire in a proper fashion. He couldn't get in that ring and really get a proper goodbye for all of his work, you know?
This is professional wrestling, so, and he is Vince McMahon. So yeah. If he wanted to inject himself in some kind of way, there's always possibility of that ever happening.
Yeah,
again.
I mean,
okay.
All
so
of
let's
this
be real.
He's still the majority shareholder of the company.
Yeah.
He's still the majority shareholder. And so,
which we don't want. Like,
but what's really, but
leave.
Let's talk about it. What's really going to happen here, because he's the majority shareholder and you ousted him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this company will be sold in less than a year. You know?
I believe that's also to be very true. Yeah.
This company will be probably sold to NBC Universal or Disney, you know, in the next year or so. And it'll be interesting, you know? It'll be interesting what happens. But all that being said, you know, I just want to be truthful, people, which is that, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, Vince, you know, I'll always have some kind of affinity for Vince McMahon, flaws and all, because I just respected the fucking shit that he did. But boy, oh boy, do I agree with you, Tulo. Like, I am happy he's gone, you know? I mean, I'm happy he's gone for a couple reasons. If we're separating the man from the art, just to bring that point back around.
Very good.
The reason that I am happy he's gone is because as a man, you know, I didn't like at all what he was standing for, at least anymore, right?
Yeah.
Like, that goes to these allegations, you know. I don't like everything I hear leak about him. I don't even like the way I was treated in my small interactions with WWE, okay? And
yeah,
they're like minuscule compared to these allegations, but this is my podcast, so I don't know. And then let's talk about the art. His art sucks right now.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? So let's just get into that. It's not like he's done incredible stuff, but not for a long time. I mean, most of Vince McMahon's big wins in recent history have come in the negative space of his work, meaning he did something terrible, and in that byproduct, something awesome, a.k.a. like a i.e., for example, Daniel Bryan. Right, like the Daniel Bryan run comes at the fact that he was ignoring Daniel Bryan. Right, the NXT Black and Gold was not at all Vince's doing. That actually happened in the negative space of his work, where he kept jabroni talent at the top, and then all these other wrestlers were in this other league being funded and from WWE. So, you know, that's is what it is. CM Punk, arguably, in the negative space of Vince neglect, you know. And I would say in the past like 10 years of Vince McMahon's work, and 10 is like whatever, but this is probably what I think the thing I give him the most credit for is like you know, believing in John Cena. I think that was like one of the things he did that was great. He was right about John Cena, you know.
Well, you know, I think a thing that's just popping in my head right now, it's like, what are the negatives with him retiring right now? Are there any? No, there's none. There's not a single negative with him stepping away. And I think for a very long time, people thought it would just never happen. It would have to happen when he dies. And then we would all be dragged out through that process of it's getting worse and worse and worse. And now he's gone. And you know what? Like, the company is in really good hands, and they made a lot of the right decisions. And it's kind of fucked up, because I said it on this podcast when we talked about it right after the allegations came out. I said, it is time for WWE to finally do the right thing. He has got to go. and Stephanie can take over and Triple H is in charge of creative, you know, like, and we've all seen the relationship that he's had with wrestlers. This is a very interesting time in professional wrestling. The landscape has officially changed drastically. And I think Phil in our group text texted, like, how long does Triple H get? And I think it's through Mania, but I think we're going to start seeing things very soon. One thing I have right on my radar is like a thing like Survivor Series. What does Survivor Series look like now without Vince's control? With a guy like Triple H's mind who created War Games and thinks about cross branding. So I'm just so excited that this is actually happening. Like, and it is being left in good hands. And whether they sell it or they don't, maybe they start thriving more. Maybe now the Forbidden Door is truly actually open. And, you know, I don't think Vince has to not be around for that to be a thing. Why can't we see a Roman Okada now or a Roman Kenny Omega? Like, it doesn't have to be a complete cross brand, but if there's money to be made and things to do, the right people are in place to make that happen, for sure.
Well, all interesting, good points. I mean, let's just talk about, I said my piece on Vince McMahon. It comes down to separating the man from the art, and you can argue, does the man matter? But at the end of the day, the one thing everybody agreed on is that his art wasn't great anymore. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. Okay? So, speaking to your point, which I think is a great thing to bring up, we have now reported Stephanie McMahon is now the CEO of WWE right now, and Triple H is the head of creative, finally. I mean, that, you know what's funny? Vince being gone is, like, less surprising to me than just, like, wow, I can't believe Triple H is, like, really in charge. Like,
yeah,
that's the thing that I thought was going to happen for, like, 15 years. You know what I mean? And, like, Triple H is in charge. And to be honest, you were right on the text chain. The timing is very good for Triple H to take over because the knock on Triple H has always been that he puts himself over and he's retired. He's truly in a creative capacity now. Mm-hmm. So he can't be blinded by, you know, self-interest. You know, I mean, obviously there will be in some capacity. But also, he is so primed to be, to like, play the suit role again. Like, mm-hmm. aren't you ready to see Triple H? And, like, you have this awesome kayfabe that if he ever does wrestle again, it's so unhealthy for him. You know? Like, he's literally not supposed to. So, to be honest, this Triple H in the Vince role is weirdly very refreshing, even though it's just Triple H, because we've never seen Triple H. We've seen him as, like, best for business Triple H, but we've really never seen him be, like, the head like this. And that makes me want to watch WWE. And I hope that Triple H understand. Like, I want Triple H to be opening up Raws. I want WWE to back to having more structure. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit. I have AEW now. AEW this week was like all matches. You know, there was like a mm-hmm. 3-segment match with Darby versus Brody to open the show. You know, mm-hmm. like we got it, we got that. So it's like, give me WWE classic storytelling. You know, McMahon culture. I want it back. You know?
You know, it's like, it's, here's a perfect example. I typed it in like the Discord and in the group chat or whatever. I don't even know where it was, where it ended up, or tweeted about it. But like, here's like a perfect thing. Tonight is Rey Mysterio's 20-year anniversary show, right? Like, wouldn't, if I told you WWE is going to have Dominic turn on Rey Mysterio tonight during his anniversary, would you care? And like join whatchamacallit, Judgment Day? Would you care if things were as normal as usual, or do you care now more for something like that to happen with a guy like Triple H doing creative? Like, everything makes more sense. Things can happen now. Like, everything's, and I even said it, I said, there's something going on. Like, you could feel it in some of the storylines, like how people are acting and how people are taking these stories. Like, seriously, Triple H has been back for a little bit now, and now he's going to have complete control. I think
you're into it.
The buzz is there. Like, a lot of people are already saying that they're excited to watch. I mean, if you're not excited to watch WWE with Triple H in control, you just didn't watch NXT Black and Gold, and you don't see how wrestlers like truly value their relationship that they have. And I think this is huge, man. Triple H with Cody coming back. Like, come on, bro. Like this Johnny Wrestling. Hey, that guy's now still out there. There's guys that will come back and wrestle.
Yeah.
Don't say please, but
I could do without John, I could do without Gargano, but you know, I stand.
Yeah. You were seeing Johnny Gargano in the NXT kind of fucking scope. Now imagine him as a WWE wrestler. You never know.
Yeah. That's another thing. So
he goes, eh.
Eh. Gargano is just, I don't need Gargano. I don't need Gargano. No, but it's fine. No, Gargano's fine. He wouldn't buy. Gargano is just the king of cosplay. You know,
I mean, but
whatever.
Think about wrestlers that are there, like a Shinsuke and like a Walter now and a Pete Dunne that could have like a resurgence. Like, there's just
maybe they make Ricochet cool.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it's there. You know?
Here's the thing, though. I find it fascinating that, like, Vince was so disinterested in NXT. You know, he really he did pull a couple guys. Like, people give him no credit. You got to remember, like, the Kevin Owens of it all. You know,
mm-hmm.
You got to remember some of these guys. You know, Zayn. It's not like he hates every guy that comes out of NXT. But then there are wrestlers that he doesn't really even give a proper shake to, like the Malakais, and you're like, what? You know, it's very confusing. Mm-hmm. But it is crazy when you think about, if you look at this AEW roster and you think about the amount of guys that WWE paid to develop to just hand over to AEW.
Yeah,
crazy. You know, like, it's crazy. They spent millions upon millions of dollars to train the AEW roster. You know, like, it just is true, right? They weren't even trying to make money on NXT, really. I mean, I guess they made money on ticket sales at takeovers, right? You could argue those gates were pretty high, but no one was ever buying an NXT pay-per-view. I guess it was just part of the network, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, there's an argument to be made that some people were only watching because NXT was drawing people into the WWE product, right? So, whatever. It's not totally true, but it is crazy because you watch, you're like, oh, there's Miro and then, like, Andrade and Alistair, and you're looking at all these guys that really, they sunk a lot of cash into these fucking guys, you know? And, yeah. And
we didn't even mention, like,
stars in another company.
You know, we don't even mention, like, think about how good the women's division was in NXT under Triple H. Wrestlers like Shayna Baszler now, like, you know, you just think about the roster of women that are still there that can have a resurgence. And
so
Asuka.
Funny you mentioned Shayna, because that was my first thought. My first thought was, like, Triple H is like, what, he's going to, like, kind of correct the whole Shayna thing, like, immediately, I feel like, you know?
There's so many of those wrestlers, and I think the women's division is going to really shine, like, big time, like, with him doing it, like
with him at the Hunter Hearst helm.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, I mean, but we also got to wait and see, you know, so we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but we have every right to, and to be excited about this. And I think this is a great thing for professional wrestling. I think it's coming at the perfect time, you know, like with everything that's gone on in professional wrestling with AEW and NJPW now. And I mean, even Ring of Honor has a pay-per-view that, like, I didn't watch it, but, you know, seemed to be a huge thing. So it's like, man, are we fucking back, like, big time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, man. Shit's fucking nuts. I mean, the Vince thing, it was crazy because I wasn't at all surprised, you know?
No, yeah. But I was, though, because in reality, you didn't, you know, by the way they were, like, handling it, you thought it was just like, all right, they're going to, you know, kind of tone it down with him for a little bit. And then it's just like, you know what? No, he's gone. And then it's like, wow, it's actually happening. And then you're like, oh, man, now what happens? And it's like, boom, immediately. Steph and Nick Khan are co-CEOs. Triple H is back and he's head of creative. Like, man, I mean, Shawn Michaels is probably going to come up now, right, with him and run that too. So it's interesting times. It's something that everybody should be really excited about. I think on no matter who you're a fan of wrestling for, I think this is a great time for professional wrestling. But there's still a lot of work to be done. Like the culture still has to change within WWE. Triple H can't just come in and be like that. How they operate needs to change as well. And I think if they start doing a lot of those things, then it will really make an impact. But right now, creatively, this is where it is. It's all about creative. It's all about the new look and feel of what WWE will be underneath Steph and Triple H. You know,
I was just thinking about how much does WWE change if it's sold to like a major media company? Like, meaning, like, is WWE like moved to LA, like the whole operation? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Fox seems to love what they have going on. I mean, I don't know how that even happens, but
right,
you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's like it's kind of crazy.
What are they valued at? I mean, like,
I don't know. I mean,
how many billions?
Vince is personally worth a couple billion dollars. Yeah.
So is it valued at like 5 billion, 10 billion?
What do you think? What do you think? Well, okay, not 10 billion. Star Wars sold for 4 billion. Okay. WWE's not selling for more than Star Wars. So it's probably, I would say, 1 billion. Right? Like,
I don't know.
What
were any of the recent like media deals though? Not even Star Wars, but like, what about media? Because I mean,
just Google it.
You get a lot WWE? With WWE in terms of sports and stuff too. Like, they destroy on the social media front, like, and YouTube and everything, and like the following that they're a multimedia conglomerate. WWE,
yeah.
Does it say like what their worth
is?
They're
saying the stock, WWE stock. Every article is saying that WWE is going to sell. I didn't even look at any of this. I just guessed, you know. Vince McMahon retirement could ignite WWE sale talk. WWE stock climbs. Analysts think company could be sold. What the fuck? What's an estimate though? WWE sell for estimate. Let's see. Let's see if anybody's done anything.
We're like in the war room right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not seeing any.
Wow, so it popped, so it went up.
The stocks went up.
McAfee got a multi-year extension 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I can't find anything. I'm going to have to dig more for this because this is not like everyone's
been in this couch. It says
that WWE sells for, my guess is it would sell for $2 billion. Is what
how much a company's worth is to be rose in capitalization, stock market price. World Wrestling Entertainment net worth as of July 22nd, 2022 is $4.92 billion.
but how much they actually get for it? You're saying that would sell for more than...
I think if 5 billion is an accurate number.
This is so interesting to me. Star Wars sold for 4 billion. You're saying that here, wait. Although 37 million shares over the years have grown to a value of 7.4 billion. Oh, okay. I mean, also we're not accounting for inflation, right? This was a while ago already, you know?
I have no idea. It's just saying as of July 22nd, 2022.
But yeah, I saw this the other day when we were looking at this. It says, dude, I saw this one time when we were having this same convo on the podcast before like selling was a real thing. But they say WB's actually, they said Disney paid actually over $10 billion for Star Wars. There's like a, you know.
Actually.
Probably because there's some kind of like built-in payouts over the year. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't, maybe it's not all lump sum, and then there's also he has profit sharing for X amount of years or like X amount of movies. You know what I mean? Anyway, look, the point really is that WWE is also going TV-14. You know,
is that real? I don't even know. Is that real? Is that a real thing?
I read it. Let's look that up too. I mean, everything I saw was that, but now you're saying
I don't know. Fake? I don't know. Like it never did. So, actually, I could just rewind here in the beginning of Raw and see what it says.
I mean, everyone's commenting on it, but it says they're considering this move. So, I don't know if that's 100% true yet. All right, so all right, I'm glad you said that because I thought this was a locked in thing. But my thing, yo, but it's like, the main thing that I think we're gonna see is the talent preferences of like a Triple H. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna be pretty fucking interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if WWE is the question is Triple H, does he have any interest in making NXT back to what it was, right? Like, do we go back to the black and gold NXT and then drop the 2.0 thing? You know, is that the move? Or, you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Seems like, and there's kind of pointless because now it's like WWE is just NXT, you know? Anyway, there's not really much more information here. We'll see where it all fucking goes, but we got SummerSlam card is the same. Nothing's like changing or anything. You see all those reports, everyone reporting that Brock left the building?
Yeah, what was that?
I mean, he showed up at the end of SmackDown. So, you know.
Yeah, and then the reports on Gresham being pissed that he dropped the title to Claudia.
Yeah, so Gresham asked for his decisions
on his book. Yeah.
And he apparently balled out fucking Tony Khan, you know? What was he mad about? Because he dropped the title? That was it?
Yeah, I think it was like creative decisions with his like character, like to have him join up with like Tully and stuff and go heel. I don't know.
Does he even have a character? I mean, he's just kind of like an awesome wrestler, right?
I saw a meme that was like a conversation, and he's like, all right. So it's like a conversation about how it went down between Tony and Gresham. Tony's like, all right, so tell me what your face character is. He goes, I'm an octopus. He goes, get the fuck out of my office.
Is that real or was it a joke?
No, it's like a joke.
Oh, it was a meme. Oh, it was a meme. I thought you said you saw
I'm an octopus. Get the fuck out of my office.
Yeah. I mean, like, so, you know what? While you're speaking on that, I just want to say something. I keep getting, and, you know, it's like fucking Facebook's just a hellhole, you know? But, like, I keep getting articles, like, in my feed from the sheets that are about, like, Ember Moon complaining about WWE, you know? Like it's, like, nonstop. And you're like, Ember Moon, shut the fuck up. Like, WWE did not hold you back.
Why does your brain go, Ember Moon, shut the fuck up? And why are people still talking about that? She hasn't said anything about WWE. There's no way it's relevant topic. It's just a repost of the same one that was posted 3 months ago.
I don't think it is. I think it's another
probably,
one.
Probably people.
Yeah. All right. I guess I owe her an apology. I owe an apology if it's not true. Okay, so let me look it up. Yo, because this was from April. Okay, you think it was just that?
Yeah, dude.
May 7th, like one... complained again. Okay, all right. I was just like, you gotta shut up already. Like, you know, like they couldn't have been that bad for you. She did like a lot of cool shit over there. If she's still talking shit about them, you know,
this is why you gotta just. Stop going on Facebook, bro.
Facebook is a real hellhole, you know? Oh, man, that's going to bother me. But, the article that I saw was like, Athena says she was held back by WWE. And you're like, all right, you didn't do anything. But all right, whatever. I apologize to her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Accepted.
Good. Because... My thought, the last thing I'll say about these two companies, I was watching Dynamite, and the AEW product is so sloppy compared to the WWE product in terms of production and just, like, execution of moments, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, like, there's always room for WWE to just, like, fucking come back and make their show awesome, you know? So, like, with great creative, WWE is, you know... I mean, what we could all easily just be like, all right, WWE is the good one right now, you know? Because I was watching, there's a couple moments this week, and obviously I'm feeling, like, optimistic with the new change and everything, although, like, the Stephanie thing was weird at the top of SmackDown, but, you know.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, I don't fucking, this is her fucking dad, you know what I'm saying? So, whatever, that's a whole other thing, you know? But Brock, when he F5'd Theory at the end of SmackDown, I was like, there really is nothing on the AEW show that I watched last week that does for me what that moment does. You know?
Yeah.
And that includes like the barbed wire stuff and this and that, you know?
Yeah.
There is just something about like Brock, the character Brock, and like Theory just being like such a little annoying brat, you know, and then just Brock comes out and just dismantles him so easily and is beating the shit out of him with the case, you know, like that. Those moments are weirdly like more hard hitting than like Brody beating up Darby, which I love. It's fucking great. Mm-hmm. That shit's amazing. But AEW, they're not effectively making their characters larger than life in that way, or like their moments huge. That I think WWE, like, I don't know, I'm like, there was a couple moments this week on the show where I was just like, man, this is like fucking embarrassing on AEW. And I like the show, don't get me wrong, like Fyre Fest, I had a great time, you know. But like, there's a moment where like Jericho was like gearing up to be thrown into the, you know, it was right before who came out? Sammy came out, and they all were like so, like uncoordinated about like how this attack goes. And, like Eddie Kingston's beating up both of them just by kind of pushing them like on where he wants them to go, and then like Jericho goes through the ropes so easily to be set up to be thrown into the barbed wire, you know. Yeah. And then you're like, well, this feels like I'm just watching like a guy jumping into barbed wire for the shock value. And it's not as impressive as Brock when he F5's Theory. It's like not as an effectively produced television moment. You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
You know,
I agree.
My only big beef with WWE watching both shows was just the sound, the putting the sound up and down. It's like so crazy. The fake cheers.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's got to go away very fast.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But yeah, you were commenting on the Jericho thing. I interrupted you there.
Nah, I mean, it's like, you know, I think it's just an interesting time for AEW. I still think they're doing good stuff. I like.
Me too. I just I don't need the blood of it. I'd rather see a crisper match than just see like.
And we Jericho. Get a lot of those too. We get a lot of those too with the blood, though. So
yeah.
It's just, I think it's like, it's time to start building some new faces, like characters around there. Like,
yeah,
I think we're starting to, you know, we're back into the Orange Cassies. Jungle Boy's back, but I guess Luchasaurus isn't back. So like, things are still up in the air. I mean,
Luchasaurus FTR, is there. He, cause he joined with Jungle Boy.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, whatever they're doing. So
Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus is, he's not really with Christian. He's back with, he was faking it, you know?
He was just playing along just so he can look cool.
Yeah, but like he's still got the black beard and all that shit, so I don't know.
I hope he keeps that. That looks awesome.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, I mean, FTR is, like, so over, I think. Moxley is insanely
over.
Well,
I caught a lot of that FTR-Briscoe match.
I haven't watched it yet. I got to watch
it. Oh, my God. It's fucking brutal. I mean, there's spots in that match are crazy. And yeah, of course, AEW, like, Brody King had this spot where he I don't even know what you call that move. That move, he like, it's basically like a reverse greetings from Asbury Park, like like the Bam Bam Bigelow move. But
pile driver.
Yeah, it's like a pile driver.
Oh, it's gnarly,
like a powerbomb pile driver, right?
Oh, it's so gnarly. I thought he killed him.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
I mean, like, listen, I think AEW is going to be in a really good place. They do need to clean it up in terms of, I don't know what happened. Maybe they don't have enough TV time going on but ROH seems like it could be its own thing, but they're using a lot of TV time to promote ROH stuff, which is nice because you get more wrestlers and stuff involved, but it kind of feels all over the place, you know? Like, I almost want Rampage to be 2 hours and then ROH have just like an hour show, you know? And then when you go to like Dynamite, you get an hour of ROH, and then they need to start touring both like Dynamite and Rampage, you know? Because then you can make Rampage 2 hours, right? So that's normal, and then you just add on an hour of ROH into each one of those shows, and both both, like, you know, and then they both tape for the following Thursday, you know, for ROH. And you just have an hour of ROH on. It's fucking perfect.
Where do they air? I don't even know how to watch ROH.
They don't, there's nothing going on right now with it. It's just pay-per-views and what's
it's whatever's just on the pay-per-views Dynamite. And whatever's on Dynamite. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, so they don't even have a show. I didn't even know. I assume there's some show somewhere.
No.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I was watching this segment. Ronda Rousey is just so bad. It's crazy. Yeah.
You think she goes away after SummerSlam? I think she does. I don't really see a spot for her when she loses at SummerSlam. I don't think she's going to beat Liv, right?
Oh, I don't know what they're going to do. What is she going to do? I mean, yeah, I don't. She hasn't really wrestled when she's not in title contention, really, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So correct. I doubt it. Miz, Logan Paul. What's this SummerSlam card even look like? It's literally Brock. They're doing exactly what they did with Braun when he had the case. Literally,
it's
the
like
same
Mania
thing.
Again, doesn't it? I think it's like Street Profits versus the Usos, Roman and Brock.
Yeah.
Seth have anybody?
Yeah, it's Riddle versus Seth.
Riddle versus Seth.
That's a cool match.
We have a U.S. title match. I think Bobby Lashley versus Theory, right? Women's match, Bianca versus Becky.
Becky. They're just doing the rematch from last year. But that's, again, a rematch of... It is. It's
keep watching them. They got a really good thing going on. So
yeah, it's good. I like it. Logan Paul, Miz. That's a good match.
So it's a pretty sick card. It's like a WrestleMania card.
Happy Corbin.
Yeah, this is like a WrestleMania card. They're going all out for some.
Well, Lashley's Theory probably opened the show because then Theory's gonna
come back
later.
This show's gonna be really good. Oh, we'll probably get Shinsuke versus Walter in there too.
Yeah, for the IC title, right?
Yeah. So they'll have all the titles on the line at SummerSlam. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, and Liv has a lot of hype, so people are gonna be fucking pumped for that match.
Yeah.
That's
going to be a really good fucking SummerSlam.
And it's last man standing, Rock.
Okay.
Roman Brock is last man standing, by the way.
We got SummerSlam under Triple H Creative. It's literally every single title is going to be on the line. And it's on a Saturday in Nashville. Flights are cheap. I would fucking fly there for the night and then come back.
How far is it from you?
I don't know. Riveting stuff here.
I thought you were looking that up. Yeah, no. Sorry, I sent a text. Yeah, yeah. The SummerSlam. I like the SummerSlam poster. Yeah, I mean, whatever. I'm just excited to get. I think Roman's gonna go away for a bit, right? After this match, so. I think Theory's gonna walk away with this title. You know?
Is he gonna? I don't know.
I think he might. I feel like Brock and Roman are both gonna. Do for a break, you know, but who the fuck knows, because Roman can win and then still go on a break, you know, like it's not like these champions need to be around. No one gives a shit.
I think I don't know. I mean, it'd be kind of dope if Brock wins.
Do we have an update on Daniel Bryan?
He's wrestling on Wednesday against Daniel Garcia.
Sick. He wasn't on the show this week, though. He wasn't on Dynamite, right?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
I guess he's cleared.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, yo, is he cleared? I keep typing in Daniel Bryan, and it's...
Oh, shit, there are cheap flights, bro.
Yo, you should fly. Do you got friends there? Oh, okay,
and I got friends.
Oh yeah, so Daniel Bryan's wrestling. He's cleared. That's dope. All right, awesome. You know what I'm thinking is going to happen? I was thinking about the other day. I think that when CM Punk comes back, MJF will attack him immediately. I feel like MJF, and we won't see MJF until CM Punk comes back.
keep forgetting, man, MJF's not around too. I just need Jericho to go away for a little bit. You know? Yeah. He's taking up too much time. We don't need any more. Just take a break, man. You didn't have to do this. This was unnecessary. It could have easily ended at Blood and Guts. What's next? At Fyter Fest? What are you going to do? Like, you know, I mean, just we're good.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, those matches don't do much for me. You know, the barbed wire shit is just not my bag at all. It's sometimes it's too fucking gross for me. See updates of Cody. He's looking pretty good.
I'm so ready for Cody to come back. Like, I cannot
He's gone for like 6 more months, you know?
Dude, I cannot wait. You know him. He'll be back quicker than that.
Hell yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, so we got SummerSlam this weekend. I mean, it seems like then we get the big reset. Like, what happens on the Monday after SummerSlam is going to be pretty fucking interesting. That's like a fresh pay-per-view, right, with new creative team.
Dude, yeah. I mean, it's poised to be a great SummerSlam. We just read that card off. That's a great card. That's a WrestleMania card.
It's good.
Just, every title on the line.
It is WrestleMania this year, and it's got Happy Corbin.
But you also got Pat McAfee.
Yeah, I know, but why is he? So he's got to stop being called Happy Corbin.
This is the culmination of the Vince era, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. It ends at SummerSlam, and now I'm excited to see what happens after SummerSlam.
Sick. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Tulo, did you see any good TV shows or movies recently? What have you been watching? What have you been up to?
I binge watched The Bear. I thought it was some of the best television I've watched in a really long time.
The Bear. I put on The Bear, and I got so anxious I had to turn it off. I was like,
yo. So, man, it's tough. Yeah. I think that's why I was so addicted to it, because also being around that industry and being in kitchens and seeing that stuff, you know how volatile it can be. So it's a lot of triggers for me, but the anxiousness of it is wild. Very, very, very good show. The acting is incredible. They're going to win a ton of awards for that show. A ton. I still haven't seen Thor.
Yo, Thor is dope. This is crazy, man. So, wait. Do you know this company, Braindead?
I don't think so.
This is company Braindead. They have like a movie store out here. A movie store. They have like a store, and they took over this place called Cinespia. Like, it was like a theater here that showed.
Oh,
like,
Braindead. That's like a
clothing brand. What?
Oh, I thought that. Oh, no. Okay.
It's like a brand. It's like clothing brand, but they got like this, you know. And so I guess the owner of it or whatever is like a big magic card player, you know. He likes magic, so he's making like clothing. It's like expensive clothing that has like magic stuff on it, right? But he also so I just followed their Instagram for that, because I was like, oh, it's magic. And then also they posted like Brain Slam, and it's like Swerve Tricklin versus Black Taurus, you know.
Oh yeah. And
yeah, like they also have wrestling events. So they do like magic and wrestling and all this fucking shit. I never heard. It's like, you know, some of these companies, you're like unsure what they actually do, you know, but I think they're just kind of like a brand. You know what I mean? Like, this is our brand.
And then you find out what they do, and it's the best.
Yeah, like these guys,
they're your best friends.
They run events and they make, so I don't know, give them a follow, Braindead. They make magic clothes and it's magic and wrestling. I mean, Jesus Christ. I got no complaints. But I was curious if you know what it is. It's because like sometimes it's like, you know, these brands, they're like, they're too hip for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, yo, that's a clothing brand, you know? And you're like,
yeah, but like,
it's like a bait.
If it's got
or whatever, it's, you know?
If it's got magic on it and you're into it, fucking, you should. If it's not,
I'm saying they're running. They show old movies. They show like dope movies at this place. They have magic merch. They serve coffee and they run wrestling promotions. I just had to give these guys a shout out. You know,
I mean, that's amazing. I need to go there. I thought, I thought, wasn't like Iffy involved in like something like that? Like, did they open up a place?
Maybe. I don't know.
Pretty sure I remember seeing something like that, that he was promoting, that they were opening up a place like that.
I have no idea, man.
That would be even the funniest part, is that you didn't even know if he was a part of it.
I don't know. I just, this company is cool. I like this company.
Yeah.
Anyway, shows, yeah, it's The Bear. I'll watch it because everybody said it's so fucking good.
It's so fucking good, dude.
And then I watched, I was watching The Old Man. So my dad was watching that. So I was watching that.
Okay.
I like Jeff Bridges.
All right. How do you feel about this? I'm going to pitch an idea to you live. This always goes really well. How do you feel if we do bonus episodes every week when Game of Thrones comes back?
Wait, so when is Game of Thrones back?
Soon. Like a couple weeks, I think.
We could do it. Let's see if I'm into it.
But that's the best part. Well, that's the best part. Because, you know,
we'll do a Game of Thrones in the way. We'll have Game of Thrones in the way, yeah. 100%.
I think we can do a little bonus app, you know? And that way we can get the discussions going. When's it come back? News.
I'm not shooting it down. I'll just say, like, hey, let's see if the show's fucking good. I haven't even seen a trailer, you know?
Game of Thrones. Oh, the trailer is sick. Sick.
All right.
I think it's going to be fucking insane, dude.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be in 4K Ultra HD. Oh,
let's do it.
My.
All right. Let's fucking get out of here. It's good shit. Let's talk. Let's get everyone get geared up for SummerSlam.
Oh, I didn't shave my head. I just
why not?
Because I decided not to.
Why didn't you shave? Well, yeah. I mean, if
House of Dragons, short, August 21st.
Oh, that's going to be sick.
It's just short.
All right.
It's good though, right?
Yeah, it looks fresh. I got it. I'm due for a cut. Maybe
look at this awesome hat I got on, too.
What does that have?
It's God at God's Chillin'. You promoted somebody. I should promote these guys at God's Chillin'. One of the guys, and Jabroniak, I think. Matt Boven is designed like dope merch, and it's a tribute to Shawn Michaels when he won the Grand Slam championship in 1997. And it's like a take on like a basketball hat.
That's sick.
Yeah, respect.
Yo, respect. I love that. It's good merch. I'm due for I was looking at a nice piece of merch and I didn't pull the trigger on it, but I don't remember what it was. It was, oh my God. It was too big. Cause it was the XXL. It was a Wrestling for Sale posted like a Stone Cold vest. You know, like one of those vests. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wouldn't mind rocking a no shirt vest, like a denim vest with the,
I got that
with the Stone Cold skull on the back.
Yeah. It's sick.
Yeah. But it's double XL. Like, if it was XL, right, I'd probably still get it because I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know? But I was that'd be fucking dope. Right, something like that. All right, let's go. I'm fucking, I'm beat today. I've been, like, working out pretty hard. I took a little break, and then I'm working out real hard again. It's fucking killing me, bro. Oh, man.
Nice, man.
Yeah, should be good. All right, man. Cool. Everybody, we'll see you in the bonus app. Let's put this bonus app out sometime. Well, we're going to watch SummerSlam. I mean, I'm going to watch SummerSlam, but I'm saying, you want to put it after SummerSlam or what day is it? Yeah.
I think we can do a bonus ep after Dynamite. That way we get into a little AW
and we'll do that because that's too close to the main ep. So we'll do SummerSlam on the main ep.
And then we'll do SummerSlam on the main ep because we'll do SummerSlam on Sunday most likely.
Yeah.
SummerSlam's in the way. Yeah. Right.
Let's get out of here, everybody.
My ass.
Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.
Yes.